Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You know what's really convenient for starting a radio program?
What?
And when you're on a simulcast television program? Us arguing with Jeff about the Eagles being good for most of the Eagles' career.
That's a little thing, Jeff.
Listen, man, I fear you're listening to me, Mitch and Finley. It's 106.7 The Fan. Eventually, we're going to be on the YouTube stream. I can't understand why you don't just keep the YouTube stream running, why it has to change out, but those questions aren't for me, Brian.
I think what you need to do is just, instead of having every individual person from the shows do it, have a corporate thing or a company thing, just do it, and it runs the whole damn time.
That makes sense to me.
But, you know, I don't know. You know, I let the people that handle that handle it.
The YouTube stream was popping yesterday. People were furious about the Commanders getting smoked on Sunday Night Football by the Seahawks, about
A little sensitive on that too now.
The way the Jaden Daniels, you were arguing with a dude named Mozzarella Sticks.
I wasn't arguing. This is the thing about it. Like, people, and I was thinking about this last night. People like to tell you what you're supposed to think. And listen, I am not one who believe you have to have played football at this level to have a opinion. But I also know one damn fact. You don't know more about it than I do. But I sit here every day and I get a bunch of clowns trying to tell me what the hell I don't know just because they listen to stuff and they read and they want to regurgitate what somebody told them. Everybody will look, if a team is losing, they automatically, well, they're not trying. No, every damn player is trying. Every coach is trying. They just don't have their stuff together. The chemistry is not there. The message may not be getting across. So I listen to others' opinions, and then I try to give a different perspective because I experienced it.
Right.
But they automatically assume you're attacking them. Well, let's be real. If you go to a heart surgeon and tell him how the hell to do his job, he will probably tell you, get the hell out of here and give you the one-finger salute. If you try to tell a damn electrician how to wire something, say, you get up there and do it. To let you electrocute yourself. I'm just trying to help you out, and I'm just trying to make you be a little bit more cognizant of people don't just go out there and try not. And listen.
You cannot question effort.
No, but you got to realize, though, Jay. See, in this day and age, just people with mics in front of them and things, we do it. Our industry, we say a lot of ish. You know what? We started up because this whole industry is about clicks and drama and all that type of stuff. I am never going to buy into that crap. But when someone says something back, don't get sensitive. Like, I said something back, well, why is he on the chat if he going to be rude? Damn it, you being rude. Okay? You're saying stupid-ass stuff, and I'm not going to accept it all day. So if you can't handle someone saying something to you, then maybe you should stop saying stuff about people. Because this is an industry where, you know what, you got to have tough skin. In the NFL, you got to have tough skin. So when you talk trash about guys and a person that went through it like myself, it just lets me know you did the same thing probably half of them when born, but they do the same thing when I was playing. So let's understand, you get respect when you give respect. So if you don't give me none, damn it, I'm not giving it to you. I don't have to. And I won't.
Be shot out of a cannon this morning. I like
it. Listen, bro. I keep saying, I try my best to try and be cool with people. But if you want to keep throwing a little shot, I can sit up here and go with it, baby. Because one thing about me, I got tough skin.
Right.
And back. So let's go with it.
I like it. We are now 6 hours till the NFL trade deadline. To be clear, the only thing I think Washington should be doing is selling.
Yeah.
This is not a buyer's market at 3-6.
And I don't care what Dallas did. Because, see, did you listen to the pregame show and stuff last night? Yeah. I had a lot of time. I got home early. It took me a big nap. So I was ready, energized. Jerry Jones told Stephen A. Smith.
There's your first problem.
No.
We're listening to Jerry.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
Jerry said, if it's not some stuff, I'm going to start some. So Jerry kept trying to give us a preview of, and we made a trade. You're going to hear about it. Logan Wilson is not the answer to doing what you need done on that football team.
Dallas traded for linebacker Logan Wilson from the Bengals.
He got that cowboy machine
a
rolling.
Sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching Dallas get smoked last night.
Hey, man. But what you saw, a team who had lost five games in a row. Five games in the fourth quarter, they gave up leads. Jacoby Brissett was starting. And people probably thinking ain't a chance in hell. But that team came out and they played team ball consistently throughout that game. Their defense were in CD and which comes in their stuff all game. Late, they got a couple of little pass plays. And listen, man, I keep telling you, oh boy, number three. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
Dak?
No, not three. Dak's four.
Oh, Pickens.
Pickens.
Sorry.
Pickens, something loose up top.
Oh, clearly.
Okay. Look, Pickens, like that little sticking the ball in people's face. They gonna call it on you vision like they did last night.
They should have called it when he did it to Lattimore, honestly.
He did look,
when we were down there a couple weeks ago.
Hey, man, come on. They don't do anything with the Commanders. Okay, we got Frankie Louvre getting suspended for something that he never was called for, and we've seen Jaden get about 15 of those on him all year, and he never called him either. NFL is full of Chris App.
I got nuts stuck in my teeth. The Cowboys last night, the honey roasted peanuts, they were stuck in my teeth. People on YouTube probably saw me scratching at my teeth. I was just trying to clean it up. The kid that impressed you most was that D tackle, right?
Number 97.
Yeah.
First game, he had knockdown balls. He had tackles for losses, sacks. He was balling. Then here we go, people. I don't want to hear this old dumbass narrative of old. Because the oldest defensive player in the league, Calais Campbell, he had two sacks down the stretch. He was menacing in the running game. So it doesn't mean, just because you're old don't mean you can't play. Okay? You just got to play. Just because you're young don't mean you can't play. But people got to get to the point where you play without thinking. All right? It's a simple little thing. If you can get on the football field, line up, and just react, because you know your assignments in the game that much, you'll be a much better player. But if you're out there because you don't know and you're thinking about it, well, I would say if you're thinking on the football field, you're late.
Right.
All right? And you jump, like, little simple thing. I want somebody to go out there right now and jump on a bicycle. If you hadn't ridden a bike since you were 12 and you're 50 now, you jump on that damn bike and pedal.
It's like riding a
bike.
You
don't even think about it, right? When you get out, you got to be like that. You can't get on the football field and now trying to remember what they said in practice. That's the people like who crash, try to do their little crash study and stuff,
right,
and don't remember nothing. So they trying to remember what the professor said. All of a sudden, you're halfway through the test, and guess what? Your time is up. You got to be able to just react to it. And you get to that, you can win. And I don't give a damn who the players are in the NFL. If you learn and get some chemistry and it can be reactionary, you can be productive.
I like it. I thought watching the Cowboys lose last night, I fear, I'm not giving up on the Caps yet. They're in a rough patch. But I fear we're headed into a sports vampire winter where our teams aren't good, so we're just going to kind of root against other teams. And
nah, I'm going to root for my teams to get better.
That's cool.
I'm not
necessarily just talking football. Like, we kind of know what the Wiz are going to be.
All of them.
The Caps are struggling.
The Wiz have told us what they're going to do.
I'm not mad at the Wiz. No, the Wiz are doing
the
what
the Wiz told us. We're going to tear this thing down. We're going to go all the way into the dumps. Then we're going to climb on out of it. We're down in the cesspool right now.
Like a phoenix. Rise from the ashes.
They trying to rise on up. But see, they have told us that.
Right.
So the people that are expecting them to do something different, you the fool. They already told you. We about to tank this thing.
My point, though, I very much enjoyed watching the Cowboys get smoked at home by a team that had lost four in a row.
I did, too. Five
I enjoyed that.
I did. I was happy about it, but I
also liked watching Jacoby Brissett ball out.
Yeah, I loved OJ.
He played really well. Jacoby was really cool when he was here. I love a guy in his station of life when they tried to then give him a pity start late in the year. He's like, no, my hamstring hurts.
Yeah.
I love that.
You bastards. Go the other way. Yeah, but listen, man. I mentioned it yesterday, and I'll keep telling people. The average person that calls to this show and listens to this show, I don't think like you. Because if I thought like you, I would have never accomplished the things I did and got to the point where I did. When I'm watching the game last night, you know what I kept doing? Kept putting Washington in the same sentence. Like, okay, we got a backup quarterback coming in now. Marcus, let's play like that. Okay? You watch that game plan that offensive coordinator drew up for them. They were carving them up. All right? They ran the ball on Dallas. They threw the ball. They had spacing, and they had that damn – they were trying to run their little zone, and it got picked apart. So I'm thinking we can probably have some games down the stretch just like this. We don't have to just be over because Jaden is hurt right now. We got some injuries and things going on. We hadn't played well up to this point. We can find a damn way, too. But you know what? Everybody got to look in the mirror. Coach, player, whoever, got to look in the mirror and understand, what can you do better to get things going? What was Michael Jackson? I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
I think everybody got to start with
the man in the damn mirror. Let's get this thing going. Because, yes, they are not doing what we expected or even what they expected. But it don't have to stay like this for the rest of the year. Because, I'm not going to stop pulling because things are going wrong. I understand how you got to keep fighting. I understand how you don't give up. But I hear a lot of fans who tell me, oh, I'm the biggest fan, but, man, we should just shut it down. And that's not telling me you're the biggest fan. So I'm looking for an answer.
We haven't talked yesterday. Obviously, there was real news with Frankie Louvu getting suspended.
Yeah.
From the NFL press release, Washington Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu has been suspended without pay for one game for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, including during Sunday's game against the Seahawks. During the first quarter, Louvu violated Rule 12, Section 2, Article 18, which states, if it is a foul, the player uses the following technique to break, whatever, hip drop. I don't need to keep reading this. They claim it's his third hip drop of the season. He was previously fined for actions in Week 4 and 8. So, if you go back to when they voted for the hip drop tackle rule to be put in place, they said it's generally not going to be penalized on the field. It's going to be penalized through fines and then eventually suspensions. I believe I know which play it was from Sunday night, but I do think it sets up a very tricky situation when it's not called on the field, and I think a lot of people are like, what the hell?
See, that's where my problem is. The NFL now is going back into their back lobby, let's call it a little thing, lab.
Yeah.
Dialing up stuff for people. If your damn referees can't understand it to call it, how the hell are you going to find somebody on it? What happens if I go out here right now, and they tell me it's a traffic light right here, with a camera, and I fly by it every damn day, and I never get a ticket. You think I'm going to slow down? I'm going to keep going.
Well, so Nikki Javala put together a clip. I'm about to retweet it. Everybody should follow Nikki, friend of the program. She does a tremendous job. But, like, looking at the three plays that they're calling the hip drop, the one in Kansas City is pretty weak, I think.
But it's like this, Jay. I don't care to see what they are showing me, because the people that are hired to keep the integrity of the game moving did not call it on the field, right?
Right.
So you tell me your people that you put out there every damn week in 16 different cities, per se, they don't understand what they're looking for to, enough to call the play. But now you're going to call back later and say, well, he happened three times. Well, I guarantee you.
Watch it. I just sent you the video.
I can show you some pictures right now of Jaden being tackled. They were hip drops. And I didn't see a call. I didn't see nobody get fined or suspended either.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Seattle one. The Seattle and KC. Listen, the one against Atlanta is legit.
Call it then. I mean, listen, bro. I hate what they call it, the NFL review or whatever they call that. It always pops up against us, but when you see something going on, it don't pop up to help us.
The KC one, I guess I can get it. I don't know. Watch them, because I think if you watch them live, we'll do it. Bleep it. We'll do it live. Jeff's gone.
The Kansas City play's legit. The Kansas City play, he hits him immediately and drops, and doesn't even fall on the guy's leg.
That's my thing, is he falls on his own butt he to bring him down.
He didn't fall on his leg, so that's not a hip drop.
I thought it'd be you have to fall on their legs, on right? Like your hip.
The one in Atlanta. What you call them, legs had got from under him too.
Right. The Atlanta one I get because he gets caught up.
The one in Atlanta, the thing of it is this though, Jay. When he hit the quarterback in the one in Atlanta.
Right.
You're told
quarterback's a runner at that point.
But you're told don't fall on the quarterback, don't do this. How the hell can they do all that? I mean, you telling me to tackle somebody, but I can't fall on him. So I got to try to throw my body away from him. And his body did not fall on his leg. His body fell. His fell back on him. He was underneath everything. So I don't care that they do this. I care that you call it in the game. And if the referees are not cognizant enough to call it, why the hell are you going to put it into the game? Because anytime now somebody come, all of a sudden, let's say you're about to go into the damn playoffs. And all of a sudden, boom, now you're fine. You're suspended. It makes no sense. Call it in the game. The referees got to get better at their damn jobs. I keep saying, don't make the damn players be the only people that are here to upkeep everything going on with this game. Everybody else is around it too. Coaches, players, the people in the NFL front office, referees, everybody got to do their damn jobs.
It's a weird way to then find out subsequently about a suspension when there aren't calls on the field. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And I think you're dead right on that. We have a packed show coming your way. Dan Quinn yesterday took ownership that Jaden Daniels should not have been on the field late in the fourth quarter of a blowout. Dan Quinn said, I missed it. It's 100% on me. David Aldridge had a really good column in The Athletic, I guess Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever the column came out, really taking Quinn to task on that issue. And I think he was smart to do so. And I do think Dan Quinn and the Washington PR staff were very smart to just own that and bury the story, because then it's no longer a story. The coach is like, yeah, it was my bad.
Oh, it's going to be a story still.
We're going to talk to DA next. David Aldridge from The Athletic will join us. We'll talk trade deadline. We'll talk Jaden. We'll talk how Washington landed in this situation. Later in the program, Sam Cosmi, Commander's right guard, will join us at noon. And at 1 o'clock, everybody's favorite guest, Barstool Nate. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here for Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official, unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. I can't tell you enough. There's a read here. I can tell you all about the work they do, how the best real estate agents in D.C. go with Metropolitan Moving, how they can take care of your residential or your commercial needs. Not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you about the type of people they are. Everything going on at my house, McCarty, one of the founders and one of the principals of the company, Justin McCarty, reached out to me. Hey, man, I heard about the house. Is there anything we can help with? Within 2 hours, they dropped off a ton of boxes for us to pack our stuff up. They offered to move everything out for us so we could get the work done. They connected me with the contractor we ended up going with. That's the type of people you're working with when you go with Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They're proactive. They want the best for you and your family, you and your company. Whatever the job is, they're going to do it the best they can. They did it for me and my family, and they'll do it for you. Seriously, hit up Justin over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, 301-279-0090. 301-279-0090. Whatever it is you need, commercial, residential, say you've got high-value items, art, they can build custom crates for all of it. You don't have to share truck space, and they'll give you a pinpoint delivery date for all of your moves. They are the best. I mean it sincerely. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page or on Monumental Sports Network. Day two, me and B on TV, in the radio process, I guess. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline right now and talk to our friend, Mr. David Aldridge. D.A., how are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
So I was sitting with you Sunday night when Jaden got hurt, and it was sadly something you were loudly worried about. You wrote a really good column about the decision to have Jaden out there. And then I don't know if you read your column or what, but DQ opened his remarks yesterday, taking ownership of that mistake for having Jaden out there. You know, we're now, I don't know, about 48 hours later from everything that transpired in that game. What do you make of all of it?
Well, I mean, first, you know, credit Dan Quinn for owning it, right? Like, instead of, you know, kind of dancing around it and,
right,
you know, trying to deflect and hide behind the football's a violent game and all the other cliches you hear at times like this. He shouldn't have been out there. That's just bottom line. The game was lost. There was no point to having him out there. And again, all that can happen is that he gets hurt. That's all that can happen. Even if they score a touchdown, so what? You know, like, they're getting their doors blown off. There's no chance they're going to come back and win this game. So he shouldn't have been out there. But give Dan credit for acknowledging that. And, you know, I always say this, fellas, when a mistake is made and a guy the next day gets up and says, you know what, I messed up. I'd use another word, but y'all want to keep your FCC license.
you bleeped up. We got it.
Right. You bleeped up. I bleeped up. When somebody says that, I have no follow-up question.
Yeah.
Right? So own it. When you own it, it's over. And as far as I'm concerned, it's over in that sense. But I do think this team has to really, really, really sit down with Jaden and sit down with itself, with between Adam Peters and ownership and the coach, and say, what are we going to do going forward to make sure we keep Jaden Daniels healthy? That has to be the number one overarching priority for this organization going forward. Because without five, you got no show. You got nothing. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say you got nothing. You have very little chance of winning at a high level without five. I'll put it that way. Mm-hmm. And you've got to figure out better ways to keep him healthy other than saying you got to slide when you run. Because that's not working, clearly. that admonishment or encouragement of him to get down, that's not working. So you got to come up with something else.
You know, I agree with you, but I also understand you can't wrap him in bubble wrap. And I see that injury the other night. Yes, he probably shouldn't have been on the field, but it was the most freak thing that could happen. You see guys get tackled and thrown like that many a times, and they rarely ever are going to, you know, you put your arm down, normally it just boom and you get up. So it's like he's going to play football, he's going to get hit. He can't protect himself 100% of the time, but – Are they going to stop calling running plays for him?
What I would say is, you look at Jaden Daniels, you answered your own question. You're right. Most of the time when people get thrown down, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is very skinny. He's very light. He's put on some weight. He's put on some muscle. And he's still gotten hurt three straight times he's been out on the football field. That should tell you something. That should tell you, all right, we've got to figure out another way for him to play football besides just go on and rock out, just do you. That's not working. Because you had a sprained knee, a pulled hamstring, and a dislocated elbow the last three times you played football. So clearly, what you're doing now isn't working. So you've got to come up with something else. And I think the best way to do it, and this is what I was getting at a couple of weeks ago, was you have to put a team around him that's good enough to let him cook the way he wants to cook. That's what you have to do. And until you have that team, I would be very cautious about putting him back on the field. You don't have that team right now. It looks like you're not going to have that team this year. The moves that were made haven't turned out to be the right moves. So you've got to go back to the drawing board and say, all right, how do we put a team around him that's good enough for him to be his best? And to me, fellas, like, I went back and looked at, you know, when he was at LSU, who was he throwing to? Malik Nabers and Brian Thompson Jr. and the young man that passed away, Kieran Lacy. Yeah. That's who he was throwing to.
Yeah.
You need to get guys that good for him to throw the ball to, for him to be at his absolute best. Is that hard? Yes. But you have to do that because he's that guy. Because that guy can take you somewhere. You have to surround him with elite talent. You have to build a football team around him that will not only have him have places to throw. He's running all night Sunday because there was nobody open.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was under constant pressure.
Constant pressure.
That's the one thing I totally agree with you because I've said this to JP. I use this analogy all the time. When I watch Michael Vick in Atlanta, I felt that they were lazy because they felt he can make something happen.
Right.
And
right.
I think last year has people thinking that way. You got to give him – if he has protection and people to throw it to, he doesn't have to try to put on his cape.
Exactly. And if he has a defense that will stop somebody from doing anything on a football field and not give up – not let a quarterback go 16 for 16 in the first half – then and maybe create a turnover once every three or four games, then he won't always be two scores behind and feel like, well, I got to run now. I got to make a play. I got to make something happen.
I'm desperate to
keep us in the game.
Right.
So all those things factor together. I don't want him to not be himself, but that has to be in smaller doses, right? You know what I mean? Like Lamar Jackson is one of the greatest running quarterbacks of all time, but he's not taking off every other play now. He sits in the pocket a lot more, you know? So you've got to figure out, all right, how do we get the absolute most out of Jaden Daniels going forward? It doesn't involve him taking all these hits that he's been taking this season. He's just been taking too many hits.
Well, and the reality with Lamar too is he is –
he has missed time throughout his career, but that Joe Burrow doesn't run, and he's missed time throughout his career.
Very true.
It's so tricky. Talking with our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. You can give DA a follow at David Aldridge DC. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. DA, just how surprised are you with the way this Commander season has gone?
I mean, I did not expect this level of drop-off. I knew there would be some drop-off just because they didn't have any injuries last year and they played a really light schedule. You know, so you got to figure they were going to have more injuries this year, and they're playing better teams this year, right? Mm-hmm. So I figured there'd be some regression, but I thought it would be like 10-7 regression or 9-8 regression or 8-9 regression, you know, something in there, right? Yeah, I mean, this has been surprising that they have fallen off this far, because it's not – I mean, everybody says they're old, they're the oldest team in the league, but, I mean, that's really kind of skewed.
Yeah.
There's three or four guys that are on the roster that play a lot.
Like, Josh Johnson's their third quarterback and the oldest dude on the team, and that's going to drive
them.
That's
going to make them go way up.
They're older, I guess I would say, but they're not like it's not like there's a bunch of 40-year-old dudes out there playing.
Right.
I saw an old dude last night dominate.
Yes, right? Exactly.
He's 39.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's not everything. The guys that they look, they're just not getting it done.
Yeah.
Look, the defense has collapsed. It's collapsed. And I don't, you know, some of that is injuries to be sure. You know, you had three defensive ends all go out within, what, a few weeks of each other for the season. I mean, how often does that happen on a football team? You lost three defensive ends for the season?
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't happen very often. That's just bad luck. That's bad luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not producing enough. They're not doing enough. Do their defensive linemen make plays on occasion? Yes, but not enough. You know, do their linebackers make plays on occasion? Yes, but not enough. And their secondary doesn't make plays. They just aren't making any plays. You know, like they're doing. I think at minimum you have to cover. And I know that people get beat. I'm not saying, you know, never get beat on a play. But they don't make plays. You don't see them forcing at the run, coming up to force the run and make tackles. You know, you don't, they certainly aren't creating any turnovers. Now, part of that is because there's no pass rush, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big part of it. So, the defense has completely collapsed, and I did not see that coming.
I'm watching a game last night, and I was talking earlier how my mindset is I watch teams like they had a 5-game losing streak. And I watched him come out there and dominate. And I'm always thinking, okay, we can do the same type of thing. You know, what's it going to take for them to come out there? Because what I watch, every time I see a team playing football thinking and still talking when the ball is snapped, I know you're not going to have success. So how do they get them to the point where they can just jump on a damn bike and start pedaling?
I just don't – this is what I don't understand. And it seems to happen no matter who the defensive coordinator is, no matter who the coach is around here. When the Washington Commanders play defense, they never seem to be in sync with one another. You know, they were – I shouldn't say – they were to a certain degree last year. But even then, they were giving up a bunch of explosives. Mm. But the difference was they were forcing some turnovers too. It's crazy to me. You watch, I don't think the Cardinals are a very good team, but their guys were flying around last night.
Yes, they were.
There was speed on the field. You know, there was no yards after the catch. You didn't see CeeDee Lamb catch a pass and just turn around and run 50 yards down the field. You know, like the guys.
I mean, some of those Seahawks touchdowns, they were open by 15 yards.
Each of the 16 completions, every single one of them, the guy was wide open, okay? There were no 50-50 balls.
Right.
Those guys were running free and easy through the secondary with no resistance. Like, wow, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
DA, trade deadline today. You expecting much, if any, action out of Ashburn?
I mean, I could see on the margins. You know, sir, I mean, I don't think they're going to make any big trades. I mean, I don't think they will do that. I mean, this notion that you're going to trade McLaurin. McLaurin's got a $30 million cap hit if you trade him. Okay, that's not happening.
I don't know where that's coming from.
It's I don't know where it's coming from.
He's also hurt.
Like they're not going to do that, right? So, so could they trade one of the? They've got a surplus of offensive linemen, you know, that have some. That I think some of whom have some value. You know, I think Wiley is a guy that is a plug and play guy. He's a vet, you know, with big time experience. He can play multiple positions. That makes sense. Sure. I don't think they'll trade Coleman just because Tunsil's got a hamstring he's playing on, and you got to have
backup.
You know, a backup tackle ready to go. But you probably, if you did trade Coleman, you could probably get a little bit more for him than Wiley just because of the age, right?
Yeah, totally.
But other than that, I mean, I don't really see anybody that they have right now that's going to generate a ton of value. So I mean, maybe one or two deals for, you know, a fifth or a sixth or a seventh, but I don't think there'll be much more than that.
See, I hear everybody always talking about trading, but hell, you got to have something to trade. You got to have something that somebody want. I've always felt like that because I remember, and I'm sure you probably used to hear this, Scott Jackson used to do a basketball show, and they were always talking about, you could trade Peter John and Ramos for Shaq. In what, yeah, exactly. In what world?
Exactly.
The team that has Shaq will tell you, get the hell out of here.
Right, exactly.
You got to have something to trade.
Fan trades are hysterically funny to me. That's why I don't do mock trades most of the time, because they're just I try to do sensible ones, and nobody wants those. They just want Peter John Ramos for Shaq. That's what they
DA, we appreciate you making
appreciate
time.
Appreciate you, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, brother.
That's our friend David Aldridge from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Very smart.
He is.
Sitting in press boxes with DA is a joy for me that I never fully expected. At noon, Sam Cosmi will join the program. Nobody go anywhere. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talking about everything going on at my house, and the good folks at Better Services are helping me out a ton. In the flood, we lost our oven, we lost our microwave, our fridge got damaged, and Better Services is hooking me up with a new oven, fridge, and microwave to match the dishwasher that they already fixed for me earlier this year. This is a family-owned company. They've been in business since 1945. They've got a showroom in Kensington. You can go check out all the stuff they have, but it's more about the work they can do. If your appliances need work, call Better. If you need handyman work done around the house, call Better. Whatever it is, keep in mind, Thanksgiving is only a few weeks away, and right after that is Christmas. You're going to have family and friends over. You need your house fully operational, and Better Services can get that done for you. They serve all of Maryland and D.C. Trust me, Better has been great for my family. Merlin and her crew do a tremendous job. Shout out to Will Foreman. Check them out, betterservices.com. Trust me, you better go with Better. BETTAR, betterservices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page, or on Monumental Sports Network. We're on there. Shout out to Joey, producing his butt off. Waiting on the Joey cam, waiting on the Jeff
cam.
Well,
he must be producing real hard because he don't have no butt.
Jeff, stand up real quick. Joey, take Jeff's camera. My man's wearing shades. His future's so bright, he's got to wear shades. Stand up, Jeff, so they can see you. Let the people see you with your sunglasses on. Just a look into the mind of Jeff Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a crazy place.
Yeah, yeah. It's toxic.
B just called you toxic, Jeff. I want to, just in case people haven't heard, DQ owning the Jaden situation, I'm always a believer in letting people hear it. Transparency. That way you get to know exactly what the coach said. Here is Dan Quinn talking about the Jaden Daniels situation from Sunday night.
I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we're going to have any read run plays and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me. And I also said last night in the presser to our fans that, man, did we miss our mark as a team. And with that performance, we need to fix it. They created an awesome environment, you know, at the stadium for the game. And that fix needs to be done. Needs to be done now. So,
what do you think, B?
I just think, listen, man. I think what Dan has always done, you know, no one is going to give you their trade secrets, but he's always tried to be genuine. And if people are going to accept it when they're winning, they need to accept it when they're losing. As Dave said, he owned it and it's over with him. He didn't even have a follow-up because he owned it. I'm with that. Like, life is not one where if you don't say it when I want you to say it, then I have the right to just bash the hell out you and harass you all day. Because if a person comes out and do what you expected them to do, you want them to own up to it. Then they own up to it. Then it's not cool enough for you. It sounds like something wrong with it, or they have to be a certain way for you. He asked the question. He took ownership. Yes. You wish you would have done it before, but they had a plan, and the plan just didn't work. And sometimes you go through that. I've said many a times, last year they had no injuries, and I've always said it. If you have them, if you don't have them one year, you're going to have them the next year. I didn't expect this many of them, though. And all the different things that have transpired thus far, everybody got to learn from it. Dan learned from it. I think the team will learn. I think Jaden will learn. And then I think also we as fans have to learn one thing too, and we as media people, we don't get the right to just expect people to live up to our jobs and our expectations. Give us respect and we don't give it back to them. You know, that's life. That's not football. That's life. You can't expect from someone what you don't give to them. And I think the man has been as respectful as he possibly can be. He's been open and honest about stuff. He talks about things, birthdays and events in people's lives when most coaches wouldn't give a damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what he said, cool. I'm with it. I'm moving. Because I respect the hell out of what David Aldridge says. And if it was cool with Dave, I ain't got nothing else to say about it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think you know, DA's a guy that knows exactly what he's saying and what he means. Dan Quinn, what I've learned, he's a sincere person.
Yeah.
And I believe what he's saying. I messed up. Shouldn't have had him out there. I think it is particularly silly if you were going to pull him after that drive, just pull him. Like, if you've already predetermined that you're going to pull him, just pull him.
But like, still, like the guy said yesterday.
But all you can do is...
still need reps. He's still a young quarterback, need reps. But I understand everybody's mindset, because now we can really be extreme because what happened. If it hadn't happened and he had pulled him out, nobody would be saying anything about it.
Right.
So I understand that mindset, but we got to also sometimes learn to get out of our own way too.
When we come back, we're going to talk trade deadline. Open these phones up for a little bit. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.